Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
60 degrees right now. Going to be in the mid-70s. It looks like fall weather's moving in.
Yeah, nice.
Except it's not!
What?
Because we'll be back up into the mid-80s by Thursday.
All right.
By the way, I just got the alert from DoorDash. Your coffee is up front.
Oh, good. Thanks, man.
You got it, man. Guess who forgot his coffee again?
Man, are you okay? Because you've been like leaving your coffee mug in weird places.
He left his coffee mug in the men's room last week.
You've never done that before.
Well, I like a beverage when I go to the bathroom.
Toilet mug. You know what's great about Tommy forgetting his coffee?
What?
Every time he does it, it costs me $30.
No, wait, because, hold on.
Because
you like to go around and be big shot and take orders. Like,
yeah, you do.
You like, because you could just, you don't even have to, I said don't do it. You go, no, I want to do it.
No, because here's the problem.
This is your rub my little face in it.
Kevin, you were right here. He didn't fight me at all. He never said don't do it. I go,
No, don't do it.
How about this? I even go, latte, Splenda, and he goes, or sweet and low. Like, you can't even be like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Well, Splendor doesn't have that pop, man.
And you can't just DoorDash one cup of coffee.
I know.
So then I have to go around. You can't. It's stupid. So I do have to get more orders so I don't feel like an idiot.
You big shot. Love doing this.
Oh, yes,
you
love
going around.
I love.
Hey, hey, Breezy. Coffee truck's here.
You are the most ungrateful.
You're the coffee lady.
You're the most ungrateful. Yeah, because you're dumb, forgetful, dementia ass. Can't remember his goddamn coffee.
We do it for ourselves, really.
What? Do what for ourselves?
Wait, get you coffee? Because we know what you're like without it.
By the way, don't you we? You don't do nothing.
Who's we do this.
Who's we?
We sacrifice.
I don't remember you ever give me any cash or anything.
Oh, yeah. What do I owe you?
Oh, yeah. You want to know?
Yes.
Yeah, because you ain't going to pay me.
You want $30?
Yes, I do. Yes.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Give it right now.
Well, I'm on radio right now.
No, it's fine. We got time. Nobody's listening.
I'm tied up right now. All my money's tied up right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Stuff. Things.
Great.
AI.
So let's. The Olympics are officially over.
Yes,
which is making me very sad.
Mm.
Can we talk about? Are we sick of Tom Cruise yet? Can we all be sick of Tom Cruise now?
Yeah, he was there for like the full 2 weeks because they always showed him in the stands doing stuff.
And like, here's the thing: I get.
Is he promoting something?
Yeah, he's got a new movie coming out.
He always has a new movie coming out.
That makes sense.
What is it? Mission Impossible 9 turns out wasn't that impossible. If it's such an impossible mission, how'd you do 9 of them? So, like, I get there were lots of celebrities at the Olympics, and I also understand why you would want to be there, because if I had the funds, I would go to every Olympics, because it's super cool.
Mm.
If you missed the closing ceremonies yesterday, as part of the entertainment, Tom Cruise did a stunt.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So he's a part of it all. That makes more sense now.
Yes. He was lowered from the roof of the stadium where they did the closing ceremonies by a cable, and he took the Olympic flag.
Yeah.
And he then mounted it on the back of a motorcycle, rode it out of the stadium, through the streets of France, into a cargo plane, and then he parachuted out of the cargo plane to the Hollywood sign where they are having the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it was a little much.
A little much? Wait,
that sounds like something like a kid would make up. Like, what are you going to do is I'm going to come down from the roof, and then I'm going to get on my motorcycle, and I'm going to get in an airplane. I go jump on the airplane.
It was the stupidest
it
thing.
Was
I've so, ever
it was
seen.
Over the top.
I wonder. Okay, so just they just used him to symbolize Hollywood, essentially.
Because the games are going to LA,
right?
But let's talk about that.
And then they had the Chili Peppers at some lifeguard shack performing a concert.
Yep.
After that.
All right.
So it was the Chili Peppers, then Billie Eilish, and then they wrapped it up with Snoop and Dr. Dre doing a concert. Which, by the way, Snoop Dogg, how did he become America's official mascot?
Yeah, he was like the number one Olympics promoter.
He's turning into Dick Clark.
Yes, he is.
He's everywhere, man. Yeah. Now he's on The Voice.
Yeah, I saw that too.
They were promoting The Voice.
Well, is that why he was also doing the dual Olympic thing too? Because that's NBC. So
maybe he's on The Voice because he's been on the Olympics before. Like they used him as for the last two Olympics, I believe they've used him. He loves the Olympics. And here's the thing: with the Snoop Dogg being the Olympic correspondent, I like it. because you can tell he's genuinely excited
to
be
fan.
There.
Yeah.
Like, people love him.
Yes, but his excitement for that is infectious. Like, I appreciate it. I just don't get how you came to the conclusion that you know who we should
he's
use
our
here.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
But going back to Tom Cruise, because you know I have a burning hatred.
You hate Tom Cruise.
I hate Tom Cruise. And you usually defend Tom Cruise, but you're sitting here not defending Tom Cruise.
It was a little much.
Okay.
Because I was watching this thing, like, I thought those games, they did a hell of a job. Like, it looked flawless. Whatever Paris did, it came off of that, and it looked like a massive thing.
All the
thing.
Scenery like, was awesome.
You didn't need that. Like, it was enough, like, what they did. They had a guy vertical playing a piano, suspended in midair.
And it wasn't even a guitar. It was a straight-up piano.
It was a huge grand piano that was floating in the middle, and he was seated at it vertical. So I don't even know how they got that guy, and he's playing this thing. I don't know if he's playing. It was just amazing, right? So I go, wow, that's really impressive, man. Yeah. We're done, right?
Right.
Now here comes
so
America,
fast,
man.
Buddy.
we got to. It was like having a rich neighbor that just has to outdo you and stuff.
You nailed it 100%.
Got a swimming pool? I'm putting in a helipad.
No, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing. And, like, it was also embarrassing that, like, the best we could send was Tom Cruise.
Well, who else would want to do that?
Okay, how about this?
I mean, it makes sense.
Well, yes.
Don't do that.
Yeah. But if you're going for, like, the stunt thing.
Why?
I mean, he's, like, the guy.
Yeah, no, you got to find a 60-year-old man to suspend on a wire down to grab a flag.
By the way, can we tell Tom Cruise, you can just age. You don't have to do stuff to your face.
Not according to his religion. He can't. They don't. He's got another 5,000 years on Earth.
He does look about 30 years old.
Yeah, because he's
starting to look weird, though. Like, because the face doesn't match the neck and the rest of the skin.
But he's got a full head of hair.
Yeah.
In great shape.
He doesn't have a full head of hair. He's got fake hair.
Is that a wig?
Bro, I don't know if it's a wig or it's, you know, he shaved his ass and stapled it to his head, but it's not his hair.
Sign me up for that hair.
Okay, well, they shaved your ass and stuck it on your face. Got one of them new Hollywood ass faces. Nothing but crap that comes out of the hole. No, man, like, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed watching Tom Cruise last night. And, like, that should be, I think that every celebrity, you get to a point where the majority of people go, that's enough.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you cross that plane of, like, this has gotten ridiculous.
Yeah.
I hope, as a country, as a society, maybe as a planet, last night, Tom Cruise doing what he did, that was our moment of demarcation.
All right. We jumped the shark.
Yeah, we're done with Tom Cruise.
We're Fonzie.
There's nothing more that Tom Cruise can offer us. Because I'll be straight up with you, man. Like, there are Tom Cruise movies that I love. Mm. Like, Born on the 4th of July, amazing movie, right? The Firm, amazing movie. Yeah. A Few Good Men, amazing movie. Jerry Maguire, fun movie, right? Mm. Like, I could respect the talents of old Tom Cruise. Rain Man, fantastic movie. Tom Cruise has gotten to the point where he only plays Tom Cruise in every movie.
Yeah. What else can he do?
Well, I can't remember the last movie I watched with Tom Cruise. Like, I know he's been in movies, but not any that I've even thought, that looks interesting.
No,
non-action?
Yeah.
He's just an action guy now.
Yeah, I don't think I can't remember the last time he wasn't on a motorcycle.
Right.
Like, doesn't that kind of tell me, and with all due respect to Tom Cruise, right? Mm. Doesn't that tell me you kind of suck at being an actor?
Well, I mean,
you found your lane, I guess.
He also makes a gazillion dollars every time he makes these movies. I'm sure he can make some art house divorced dad struggling with his inner demons, but who's going to that?
I don't know. Just anybody. Thank you, Bo. Very much appreciate it. Hey, Tommy, your coffee's here. Bo brought your coffee.
Thanks, Bo.
No, but I mean, like, isn't that part of being an actor? Like, if you do something and you love doing something, isn't part of it stretching out your arms, being like, look what I can do? Like, it tells me that he sucks and he knows that he sucks. He sucks. And it sucks because, like, you know, De Niro still did really, really good parts as he got older. He didn't have to. Pacino still did that stuff.
Yeah, but those guys were like, I never put those two in the same category as Tom Cruise.
You don't think so?
No.
With the movies that he did,
I mean, different style.
I mean, yeah. De Niro's played some extremely dark characters.
Yeah.
So is Pacino. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And really flawed, deep, sad people.
Yeah.
I can't think of a Tom Cruise movie in the last 20 years where he played some vulnerable hitman.
Okay, well, no.
Like, struggling with his inner sexuality.
In the last 20 years, you're right. I know this is a movie that not everybody saw.
Oh, God.
But he was in Magnolia. He was that character in Magnolia, and he was great in that
movie.
Barely
remember him. I do.
Everybody in it. Philip Seymour Hoffman was in Magnolia.
When you said that movie, that's the first face I thought of.
And he was in a bunch of scenes with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So shut up!
It is weird, then. I wonder when he made that decision, like, I'm not doing those characters
Money.
Anymore.
He's banging bank, making these huge blockbusters.
Yeah, but I'm sure, like, if he wanted to play, like...
over.
Oh, he's got that bank bend over, baby.
I'm sure, though, if he wanted to play a certain role, he could find one or do, oh, yeah, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, he could do whatever he wants. Just seems like he's choosing to just do the extreme. Because wasn't he going to, like, walk outside of a plane or something?
No, he's going to the moon.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be in space.
Yeah, oh, yeah, space he's going to do a movie in space.
Movie in space.
Like, he's just trying to do the most extreme stunts that he can find.
But he's probably having a ball doing it.
Yeah, he looks like he's having... I can't tell because his face doesn't move. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the closing ceremonies of the Olympic Games. The depression sets in that there is no longer rowing at 2 o'clock in the morning if you want to watch it. And again, the closing ceremonies were absolutely phenomenal. It was a handoff from Paris to Los Angeles, who will be hosting the 2028 Olympic Games. There's something else that I'm finding interesting.
What's that?
Are you familiar with the musician Her?
Her?
Yes.
Her. No.
So Kimmy is.
She's in a couple. She's... And I'm surprised you break down all the commercials, and she's in like one of the insurance commercials.
Yeah, she is nationwide.
Yeah.
So Her sang the national anthem yesterday. It was phenomenal. She was phenomenal. She also was in the Super Bowl halftime show. So she's a guitar playing.
Oh, that's Her?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She was playing a guitar and singing.
Her, that's Her. Yes.
Okay.
So here's what's weird to me. Her is everywhere all the time. You brought it up. She's got the nationwide commercial. Every major event.
She pops into things.
They bring her out. Mm. And like when it comes to musical talent, very few people on this planet equal her. And nobody knows any of her songs, and I can't figure it out.
I never heard of her.
That's what I'm saying. But you know her. That's how she's everywhere.
Yeah.
She is everywhere. And people in the business that respect talent keep putting her in these scenarios. And every time she performs, people are like, holy crap, she's amazing. And
well, she doesn't really, I feel like, have like a specific lane of music. So you never, like, I guess, if you like a certain genre, maybe you don't know where to find her.
She's got a Tom Cruise career. You got to find that lane, jump on that bike, and ride that bitch to the bank.
Exploding guitar, do it during the national anthem.
That would have been so cool.
Shut up. How would you survive
flame throwing guitar.
Okay, what are you, Gene Simmons now?
Another guy that bangs the bank.
He does bang the bank. Yeah. Do you want to be Gene Simmons?
Yeah, give me all that goddamn money, man.
Everybody hates you.
Who cares?
Gene Simmons.
Let me be the richest hated person on the planet.
Okay.
There are more hated people out there.
Gene Simmons is one of the only people in the planet, and this is true, on the globe, that is banned from appearing on Fox News. How do you get banned from appearing on Fox News? They take everybody.
I know.
No, I don't know. I just found it interesting. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, other people throughout the history of music that had that kind of talent, and they were everywhere, and you couldn't, like, name anything that they did.
I don't know.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's, like, just one of those faces where you know her face.
Well, she knew. How long has she been
out? No, she's been around for, like, 15 years.
She has?
Yes. Maybe longer.
Damn.
She's had a career. It's just you don't know anything about it.
Has she ever come here, like, the CMAC or something?
I don't know if she tours.
Yeah, I don't know.
Will you check if she's... Well, she's probably on tour now. She was just in Paris singing the national anthem with her exploding guitar.
Yeah.
So now we wait, and we look forward to the 2028 Summer Olympics in America. I do love American Olympics.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's us.
No, I...
All our cool stuff.
Pass all our cool stuff. It's going to be easier to watch with the time. And West Coast is perfect because, like, nothing will be, like, during day. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not 6 hours ahead, five hours ahead like it was Paris. Here, like, right when we're getting up from our naps, everything will be starting, which
that's
is
true.
Awesome. Is Her on tour?
No, she says no upcoming events.
Damn, why doesn't anybody know her?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think she tours.
Nobody wants to work anymore. Want to work.
I've never seen any concerts with that she'd be on. I would go to that show.
All right. Well, she's got one ticket sold.
You know what my daughter did?
What?
Because she is everywhere. A couple years ago, my daughter bought it was in a store. It was a Her t-shirt.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's got her face on it. H-E-R. Her. My daughter didn't know any of her songs either.
She just bought the shirt.
She just bought the shirt because she saw her everywhere and she was playing guitar and she thought it was cool.
Well, that's what kids do.
No, but I was ashamed.
Why?
Because you shouldn't wear a band t-shirt of a band you don't listen to.
That's what teenagers do.
Not, no, they didn't used to do that, man.
They
That was back in the day.
We did.
What band t-shirt did you wear that you
there
didn't
was know? Like I remember when we were it's kind of similar thing to what's happening with your kids where like all these old classic rock band t-shirts started to get popular, and I'm sure that there were some out there that I didn't know.
You had band t-shirts back in the day?
I didn't, but I remember them being
now,
popular
personally. I don't know, it bothers me. Like, you know, I do, first of all, I work at a classic rock station. Second, you know how serious I take
first
my kids
to talk
music.
At a classic rock station.
You speak for yourself, man. I sing a lot. Second, no, but you know how serious I take music with the kids and how I try and expose them to everything. So when my kid wants a t-shirt of someone she doesn't actually listen to, what are you doing? What are we doing here?
Well, she's finding her own identity.
No, she's not, because she didn't even start listening to her. You know, in life, there's really two basic goals.
What's that?
Avoid pain.
Oh, yeah.
And embarrassment.
Sure.
And this poor woman, yesterday afternoon, had both of them literally drop out from under her.
Man.
And what sucks is, when you get into the details of the story and what could have happened, it is most likely not even her fault.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story happened out there in Ontario.
What happened?
Story on 13 Wham says around 4 p.m. Sunday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, a woman fell down a well.
Oh, man.
What a dick.
God damn, man. How deep?
Doesn't say.
No, I saw 25 feet.
Wait, 25
God damn.
Feet?
That's what I saw in the last story. Yeah.
By the way, how deep is your well? One of the less popular Bee Gees tunes.
How deep is your well?
How deep, deep is your well? Your how well. Deep is your well?
Yeah,
now you are down the well.
So does that beat Baby Jessica's record?
Kimmy, who's Baby Jessica?
A little girl that was rescued from a well.
Did you know that story before you just guessed?
No, I've heard of that story. I think it happened like before I was born.
It did.
Yeah, I think that woman is now like 40.
Yeah, fun fact, Kimmy is Baby Jessica.
What?
We're sending our love all the way down. So this woman, 25 feet, that is insane.
Yeah.
She fell down this well.
So, but I mean, was it abandoned?
Right, like, so we don't know anything about
it. I mean, it's her neighborhood.
I know, like, I was wondering, like, was it her well? Was it just a random well?
Well, that would be embarrassing if you fell down your own well.
Well.
I fell down my own well. Sounds like a legitimate country hit that they're playing down the hall right now. But so here's the thing. A little bit of insight into why it may have happened. Story on 13 Wham says this woman fell down the well in Ontario County while looking for a lost pet.
Okay, so she could have wandered into some...
Wandered like she's a cow. Yeah, no, she could have just...
Like abandoned area? Because usually those things are like capped up, so this doesn't happen.
So put a pin in that. We'll get to it. I want to give you the rest of the details.
All right.
So she goes down the well. She couldn't get out. The good news is...
Hope she had her phone.
When the police were there, got there, or authorities, she was conscious and talking.
All right.
So she was taken to the hospital, minor injury. She's going to be A-okay, according to the story. The bad news, however, is the spectacle this became.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, falling down a well can't be fun.
No.
Fair? Okay. Especially as a grown-ass person. But not only was this story all over the news last night, the fire chief where the incident happened said they had to call in rescue units from not only Ontario County, but Monroe County as well.
Yeah. They didn't have enough equipment to get her out?
I don't know
if they need certain equipment. Yeah.
Are you talking about the well removal?
I was just thinking it's a rope.
Well, you have to have... Who's got the upper body strength to crawl 25 feet?
Her husband?
Well, no, it's to prevent it from collapsing more. I'm assuming like there's equipment that you need to... So it's safe for them to go down and rescue her.
That's actually a good call. That's really smart. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I guess don't call Pat and Tom if you're stuck in a well. Here's your rope, man.
Jump up and down and bang on the sides.
Man, his size is loose.
But here's the thing, like this poor woman, she's already in pain. Yeah. She's fallen down this well.
You're traumatized, man.
I can't imagine.
And on top of that, there's a massive spectacle. Everybody in the middle of a Sunday coming outside their house
and
to
it's
watch.
To your point, it's a Sunday, so everybody's probably home.
Mm. And you know everyone's trying to figure out what happened, and then when like somebody figured it out, damn, he fell down the well! She fell down the well at the old Barrington place! So, at this point, I'm sure there are people wondering how a grown-ass woman can be so careless and oblivious as to fall down a freaking well.
That's a good question.
Here's where the story gets really crappy.
Okay.
Now, we don't have any details as to where the well was, what the well was, how the well was being taken care of. But there is a picture on 13 Wham that shows the top of the well where she fell in. And you can clearly see an old-ass looking board that it looks like broke when maybe she stepped on top of it.
Oh, so they just put like plywood or something over it?
It looks like it's rotted out plywood. And it also looks like there's dirt over where the remaining plywood is.
So you wouldn't even have seen it.
It's very
almost like a trap door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like she was just walking what she thought was on dirt, and then all of a sudden the bottom
25 feet.
Yes, dropped out from under her.
God. Right,
so it's very possible this poor woman was just walking in a place she wasn't familiar with, looking for a lost pet, unknowingly stepped on this rotted out wood that could have been under dirt that was there for a while, and all of a sudden she's in a freaking well.
It's almost amazing this didn't happen. Like it's, it hasn't happened before. Just based on your like looking at the picture of the well, like there's really nothing that would prevent you from walking over it.
I mean, unless this is in like literally the middle of nowhere where nobody goes, and she just had the unfortunate. You know, circumstances while looking for a dog of stepping on the well door.
Because think of, let's say you fell and you don't have your phone for some reason. Like you dropped it, you're in a dark, you can't even find your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have it on your, like, well, I would be freaking out.
I don't know if she did.
She must have somebody with her.
It
That's what my first thought.
It said a family member found her.
Oh.
So.
Man, that would be instant panic.
Oh, damn. She was in the well for 45 minutes before a family member found
her. What? She was in there alone for 45 minutes?
That's what it says.
Oh, my God. Bro, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, you might not even have cell reception. What kind of cell reception do you have in well? Hello? Hello? you cut down on me. You're in a what?
No, I agree.
You're in a Walmart.
The service is hell. I agree. What, huh? Wait, she was in there in the dark alone for 45. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And by the way, you don't know what the hell's in that damn thing.
Yeah, I know. That
I hear one look. What if I see another set of eyes in there?
It's not like a cartoon where they'd light up, you idiot.
No, like all of a sudden there's like some wild animal.
How
in
would
there.
You see if it's dark, if it's completely dark in that well?
You can see eyes when it's completely dark, you can see eyes. You can.
No, you can't.
Yes.
No, but you
they'd
can't.
They'd have to reflect off some kind of light, right?
Yeah.
There's light coming at them from above.
25 feet from above?
Well, yeah, but there's still some light. Little
really
light.
You really thought, like, the Looney Tunes cartoons, like, do they go dink, dink when they open too? Yeah.
They always did it on Johnny Quest when they were in trouble.
And then you tap on his eyes and they shatter like glass, and then all of a sudden they show up again, you idiot. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this poor woman out in Ontario County yesterday around 4 p.m. She fell down a well while out looking for a lost pet. She is okay. It Thank looks God. Like she just had
amazing.
Minor injuries. Yes, yeah, amazing is an understatement. Mm. However, it took two counties worth of equipment to come out and rescue her. Kimmy said she was down the well for 45 minutes, 25 feet down, and the embarrassment of falling down a well, especially in a country town where there's not a lot of news.
Yeah, true.
Right? Like,
yeah,
this
you're
is,
right. This
you're
was
well,
the
girl.
Event of the day.
Everybody at the diner is talking about the woman who fell down the well this morning, which leads us to, I think, the most important question of this discussion.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. How long after someone gets rescued from a well do you get to make fun of them for falling down a well?
How long
until?
I got to wait?
Yeah, like what's the well cooling off period?
To their face?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a female.
Yes.
I think you got to give it a little more time.
Give me time.
Maybe never.
No.
Bro,
you're her husband. Let's say your wife falls down.
Oh, I'm never bringing
it
up.
Of course you're going to eventually crack a joke about your wife falling down.
Oh, yeah, and I'll regret it worse than falling in a well. If my wife fell in a well and I teased her about it, she'd be pissed.
There would be a time.
Yeah, it's called divorce court.
No, you're telling me you're that scared of your wife. I would say after 3 years, I could make a gentle joke about my wife if she fell down a well.
I can tell you, after two failed marriages, I'm never doing it.
Okay, I guess that makes you a marriage bitch.
I am a total marriage bitch.
Down at the old Barrington place. I mean, Kimmy, let's say you fell down a well.
Yeah.
Hypothetically. And 3 years after you fell down a well, your husband makes a gentle joke at your expense.
And you were traumatized in there for 45 minutes and you saw blinking eyes.
To be honest, like for me, turning it into a joke later is almost a process of healing from it.
Thank you. Right?
In a way, because now it's time we can all laugh about it. But I will say, I think the age of the person makes a difference.
Oh yeah.
Give me an example.
Because for instance, this woman is 84.
What? What? Who said that?
It says it in the story.
Oh my God, she's
Well, you
84?
Missed that part?
I didn't see it.
I think she's
84
this morning because this wasn't there last night.
Oh my God.
And she survived a 25.
Yes.
Oh, let's hear the jokes there, jokey boy. Hey, folks, welcome to the comedy club. Pat's going to make fun of an 84-year-old woman that fell in a well tonight. Should be a lot of fun.
She's okay,
let's bring him up right now.
How tough is that woman? That she only had minor injuries.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's hear you. Wait, so what would you your first gentle joke to Granny be?
Hopefully, if it happens again, she's going up, not down, right? I don't know.
Hey, they should have thrown dirt on your face and finished the job.
84.
According to Channel 10.
Oh, my
Holy crap.
God.
Thank you for yes. They updated the story. I did not have that information.
It wasn't there
so
last
she
night.
May have not had a phone on her.
Good call.
Because she old. And old people don't have phones.
You old
so an 84-year-old woman in a well for 45 minutes before getting rescued. Or no, before being found by a family member.
You know what she did while she did that? You know what she did when she was down there?
What's that?
Straighten up. She's fixing the well. She's moving stuff around.
I would be afraid to touch anything because you can't see what you're touching.
Them old birds is tough.
Hey, remember?
That's an old, tough country woman.
Remember when he said, here, we'll go ahead and make jokes about the 84-year-old woman. Then he proceeds to make jokes about the 84-year-old woman that fell down a well. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about this, too, man.
Yeah, you can't make fun of your grandma. Depending on how good of a sense of humor your grandma has. But I'm guessing that would be traumatic enough where grandma doesn't want to joke about
my
it.
My grandmother was a big enough dick you could have made fun of her. But I didn't. I never met my other grandmother. I heard she was sweet.
Okay.
But you know they do, like, when people die young. Oh, she lit up a room when she walked in. Always did for everybody, nothing for herself.
No, I would argue that maybe the 84-year-old falling down a well is the one you could easily poke the most fun at. That woman at 84 years old has seen unbelievable stuff.
Didn't see that well.
I mean,
yeah, she's been around.
Like, once she heals, right, and starts to feel better again, and like the perspective has been, you know, brought forth from everybody, I feel like that's the type of what, like, person that age, you're going to make jokes at your own expense about falling down the well. Is that a fair statement?
I think if she makes the jokes first,
okay,
then you can maybe gently do something.
No, I agree with you. 84-year-old woman changes the dynamic of the jokes.
All right, I'm kidding, man.
I'll ask you this question. All right. So let's say, you know, my Bassinet biscuit goes missing. I'm walking around Rush Henrietta trying to find him. I fall down a well right now. How long until you feel comfortable making I'm down a well jokes?
I'm going to be looking at you in the well making jokes.
I mean, like, you took an Uber to the hospital one day, and it took us maybe over the course of a weekend to make jokes about your
heart. No, you made jokes about me
your
the next
heart button.
Day. The next day.
Yeah. Oh, immediately.
Kids got a button, she said. What about Kimmy? Could you make immediate Kimmy well jokes?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Immediately.
What if my leg's broken while I'm down there? You're still going to make fun of me? I'm screaming, something's wrong. My leg hurts really bad. I can't see when it's bad. You're going to be, are you laughing, you prick?
You do the same to me.
No, I just leave you there.
That's even worse.
No, not for
left for dead.
Not for society.
I'm surrounded by blinking eyes.
Bing, 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 bing. All right, let's take a break. I mean, as bad as this woman had it over the weekend, stop laughing, you prick.
She's 85.
84. How are you so bad at this?
Well, she was 85 by the time I pulled her out.
It was a rough weekend for some areas southeast of us. And there are people that have a long road of rebuilding and trying to figure out what they're supposed to do. That being said, there is another option.
All right.
It's an easier option where you wouldn't have to rebuild a house or fix something that was destroyed. All you'd have to do is rebuild your entire life around this new place.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So unless you live under a rock, you saw how bad the flooding was for folks in Steuben County over the weekend.
Yeah.
And even if you live under a rock, odds are the waters were so strong, it picked up that rock and moved it, so you saw it anyways. It was the remnants from Hurricane Debbie.
Yeah.
Right?
Coming up the old coast.
Soaked the place with rain. Yeah. Creeks overflowed. It
flash
looked
floods.
Like it was raging rivers.
Wait, the creeks are flowing.
They did overflow. Yeah. Yes. Two hamlets from the county of Steuben had to be evacuated. All of its residents and the entire county now under a state of emergency.
So are these houses like near like the lakes or something? Or
creeks.
Cricks.
Yeah, it's
just sit on an old crick.
So, I mean, unless I'm wrong, 252 WCMF, it seems like the cricks, crocs were the problem.
So these aren't like summer homes, like lake houses. These are like people like year-round they live.
Oh, why? You were ready to pounce on people because they had a second home if they had that washed away?
I think you know how I feel about second homes.
Says man whose father picked up and moved the family to Florida. How dare you? Excuse me. Well, I live on the ocean with my own boat when I was 10. You douchebag.
We did have ocean access.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, it was referenced again last week. Both of your brothers at one point owned two homes.
They do, yes.
In which you would stay with them. Yes. One guy owned two homes on the same property, a guest home.
Yes.
Yes. And you also lived in an apartment your brother owned at one point.
I paid rent. full family discounted rent.
Still own the apartment. So what were you saying about dicks that own two homes? So how about this?
What?
The town of Jasper, which doesn't sound like a vacation home kind of place. Yeah. The water caused propane tanks to leak because of the flash flooding, which led to an immediate get the F out of town.
So you would have fire and water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Run, boy, run.
So there were and still are roads that are impassable.
Yeah.
There are videos of entire homes being swept off of their foundations and into the creeks, just pushed down where the water overflowed. And it's a really bad scene that could take some of these residents years
to get the bank.
Yeah, to recover from. Exactly. I mean, there are farms, Tommy, that were entirely washed away.
Yeah.
So here's the question.
What's that?
If you are one of these people, and the phone number is 252-WBCMF, 252-9263, and I don't mean if you're listening, if you're one of these people, put yourself in their situation.
Yeah.
Are you going back?
Me?
Yeah.
No. But I bet you those people are rebuilding.
When there's a devastating natural disaster like this, you have a decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
You can wait for things to calm down, go back to the place you once lived, and make it work again. Or you can get the hell out of this place that either has a tendency for stuff like this to happen,
right,
or had an isolated incident that was so devastating that rebuilding from scratch almost seems like an impossible thing to do. And we're going to find out if people who live in this area see this as a one-time fluke, or if they've decided this is now too much of a risk to go back and rebuild, to have to only face this all over again. You're saying, Tommy, you're getting the hell out of Dodge.
Oh, yeah. Because think about what it would cost for you to rebuild.
Okay.
Where am I living while they rebuild? Mm. How long is that going to take? And do I have any money to do it?
Okay.
To pick up and move.
Because, like, what if you don't...
To stay where you
are. Oh, to
stay. Yeah, I mean, what's it... Because I'm guessing the insurance ain't picking up the whole my house float away bill.
I don't know. I mean, if your home is one of the homes that was on TV floating away, that's pretty good proof for the insurance company, right?
But do they cover it all? I doubt it.
Hold on. Let me call my insurance adjuster and check what I have under moving house insurance.
You know they're going to stiff. They're going to stiff.
What? They're criminals in the insurance company.
Bro, they're the worst.
Well, I don't know. Like, I wonder if... people that live there, if they knew that they were in a flood zone.
You're right next to the creek, right?
I mean, it's probably happened before.
But has it? To this extent?
Well, maybe to this extent, but you probably know, like, this could happen.
Can I just pause the conversation real quick? Because I would like to point out, right? The conversation is, would you stay put and try and rebuild, or go somewhere else? And you somehow managed to find the old man argument of the insurance companies just trying to screw
it. Probably not.
Don't even get me started about the water department.
Yeah, look what they did to my house. No, I'm out of there, man. But you know these country folk, man. They're tough.
Well, but I don't know. Like, if this isn't
something... They'll hand-build. You know, if that thing could have been grown by your great-great-grandpappy turn of the century, you know, and you're going to... Staying on your ground.
No, I mean,
you might have relatives buried in that on these lands.
Not anymore.
Well, granny floated away.
I mean, I get that idea, and you love to have this romantic image of what the country is. When in reality, you know, they got the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they can look and see what else is going on in the
world.
I
know, but they tend to stay there.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
I mean, if the country gets in your blood, man, you ain't leaving.
Shut up, you idiot.
Farming. Riding, roping.
You can move to another farm.
Fighting, and you know what else.
You can move to another farming community.
Yeah, but how? There's already a farm there. But that farm already exists.
Okay, I understand. Look, I get your point about having roots put down in places. And I also agree with you that when it comes to these rural areas, yes, families seem to stay longer because of generational
bonds. Right, they've been there for centuries.
Exactly. But eventually, it gets to a point where, all right, is my safety and peace of mind worth more than what my family had here before? And I think it's a valid question that's hard to answer. Like, Kimmy, if this is you, are you staying put?
I mean, I don't know, because there's also something to how quickly this happened and how unprepared you may have been for it.
You say unprepared. There's not a way to prepare.
That's what I'm
saying. Well, how fast does a flash flood show up?
Ready?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder, though, if, like, going through something like that and how living through it and how scary it could be watching all that happen so quickly, like, your fear may prevent you from going back. Like, I think me personally, I would be scared. Like, I would just always live in fear of that coming through again and washing everything away.
But country people don't seem to be scared of, like, nature.
Yeah,
they're just not.
You're right. I'm scared of nature. Nature scares me.
Right, but they're not.
Yeah.
This is this all-encompassing word that means nothing.
I remember when that creek rose over to 35 feet. And old granny, she got swept away on that tractor. We found her 4 days later, wrapped around the old oak tree.
Like, I don't
know. She lived. She held her breath for 5 days.
Shut up.
That woman swam up the creek, swatting salmon and fighting bear all the way back home. And she still made pie that night. You know, they always have those rough-ass stories, man. They're just tough people.
But I don't know. Okay. Like, I don't know how people, and people do, I don't know how the people who live in, like, tornado, like, the ones that get, like, the giant tornadoes that roll through every year. Like, I don't know how they build back up in the same place that got torn down every time.
It's, no, I know.
It's just like, I guess you just get used to it, but it's nuts.
252 WCMF, we're talking about these insane floods that happened down in Steuben County. There are roads that are still impassable. There are homes, full homes, that were swept away in the water. Residents in the county are under a state of emergency, and there are still roads at this moment that are impassable. One town, Jasper, had propane tanks leaking because of the flood. They were yelling at everybody, get the hell out. Thank God nothing happened.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, let's talk to Matt. Hey, Matty, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Matt. What you got?
So I have a sister-in-law who was actually affected by the flooding. I went down there yesterday to help clean up a bit. But there's towns that are, or not towns, but houses and stuff. She lives in Canisteo. She has about 6 inches of mud all throughout her pool house. All throughout her basement.
Yeah, but then, you know what? That's okay, because Tommy has 6 inches of mud inside his head, and he still comes to work every single day.
Yeah. But, yeah, the my brother-in-law, he called us up when the flooding started. He got a call from one of his coworkers saying, hey, my kid's trapped in his house.
He's
12 years old. No one's around to help him get out, so my brother-in-law went and helped him get out, took him somewheres. And then came back to his house to check on his house, and went out in his backyard, saw that the creek level kept rising. It's probably a 20-foot drop from the top of the dike down to the creek level,
mm-hmm.
and it raised up. And he just looks out in his backyard and starts seeing it overflowing. There's basically a waterfall in his backyard.
All right, Matt, I want to stop you right now. I'm sorry. I would like to congratulate you because you set a break room record for the most country words authentically said in a row in the history of this show. And you should be very proud of yourself, Matt. You should be very proud of yourself for that.
Well, that's what we do when we're from the southern tier.
Water kept rising. It was mighty that day. 20-foot break over the dike coming right at you. I mean, think about that terrifying. So, Matt, I mean, with the in-laws, family, everybody, so they're safe. Are they going to stay put? Are they going to clean everything up?
They
or what's their plan?
Them?
Yeah, they're planning on cleaning everything up. They literally just bought the house about 3 months ago.
Oh no.
They still have a house in the next town over, so they do have a second house if they had to move. But they're still trying to sell that house. Go ahead.
Finish up, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yep. They're planning on staying, not rebuilding or right. anything.
They're going to tough it out.
Manny, thanks for the call, but I appreciate it. You were just waiting for him to stop talking so you could be like, yeah, you're going to tough it out.
Shovel the muck.
Could you?
You've got to be a muck shoveling son of a bitch.
It sounds like a political slogan. We're going to shovel the muck. Get out here. Shoveling the muck out here. All the muck and Albany. What a bunch of clowns. Could you imagine the horror of staring out your back window? Watching, you didn't even know what I was going to say.
I'm just thinking a 20-foot waterfall shows up in my backyard.
And you're just watching it rise.
Right.
And you know it's going to continue to rise.
It's
and
coming right into your house.
There's nothing you can do.
No.
There is nothing you can do. It's not like a tornado where you can go into the basement and hope for the best.
No, going into the basement is probably a bad idea, considering right now you have an indoor pool down there.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tommy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to...
Who you got?
Let's talk to Jesse. He's on CMF. Hey, Jesse, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, brother. What do you got for us?
Well, back in 98, 99 in Attica, something similar happened, and it was a log jam in the creek. Tonawanda Creek actually caught
I always
that.
Thought that happened in the prison.
I don't know if the creek runs through the prison, but sure.
That's how bad your joke was. But go on, Jesse. I'm sorry.
No, that's all I got.
No, wait, that's Andy. There was also a previous flood in another place.
Well, on
It's Jesse with the log report. Nothing logged up in Attica today.
Oh, for God's sakes, Jesse. We appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks. Have a good rest of the day.
These things happen, right?
They do.
And then the insurance companies decide it's a flood zone.
They screw you.
And then they deny your coverage.
That's right.
Here comes those logs.
So, I mean, Tommy's not wrong.
Really? Because I don't even know what I said.
Jesse, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Remember what happened on Attica. Yeah, what happened? Like, same thing. So that's all I got.
Good log jam, son.
No, right. I don't know if it runs through the prison.
Obviously, we hope everyone's doing okay. Yes. Like, in all seriousness, man, like, I'm dying to know that house that I saw being, like, just swept away. Yeah. What do you do? What are those people going to do? Because, like, think about this, too. It's not just the house that's gone. Everything you own is floating away.
And your property's gone.
Well, yeah.
So you'd have to, like, move that bag of Ted.
Yeah, just a touch. Well, actually, do you get to follow the dirt that is your property down the river?
Yeah, my dirt's I got some dirt living down there in Bath County.
It was a rough weekend for some areas southeast of us. And there are people that have a long road of rebuilding and trying to figure out what they're supposed to do. That being said, there is another option.
All right.
It's an easier option where you wouldn't have to rebuild a house or fix something that was destroyed. All you'd have to do is rebuild your entire life around this new place.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So unless you live under a rock, you saw how bad the flooding was for folks in Steuben County over the weekend.
Yeah.
And even if you live under a rock, odds are the waters were so strong, it picked up that rock and moved it, so you saw it anyways. It was the remnants from Hurricane Debbie.
Yeah.
Right?
Coming up the old coast.
Soaked the place with rain. Yeah. Creeks overflowed. It
flash
looked
floods.
Like it was raging rivers.
Wait, the creeks are flowing.
They did overflow. Yeah. Yes. Two hamlets from the county of Steuben had to be evacuated. All of its residents and the entire county now under a state of emergency.
So are these houses like near like the lakes or something? Or
creeks.
Yeah,
it's sit on an old creek.
So, I mean, unless I'm wrong, 252 WCMF, it seems like the creeks, crocs were the problem.
So these aren't like summer homes, like lake houses. These are like people like year-round they live.
Oh, why? You were ready to pounce on people because they had a second home if they had that washed away?
I think you know how I feel about second homes.
Says man whose father picked up and moved the family to Florida. How dare you? Excuse me. Well, I live on the ocean with my own boat when I was 10. You douchebag.
We did have ocean access.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, it was referenced again last week. Both of your brothers at one point owned two homes.
They do, yes.
In which you would stay with them. Yes. One guy owned two homes on the same property, a guest home.
Yes.
Yes. And you also lived in an apartment your brother owned at one point.
I paid rent. Full family discounted rent.
Still own the apartment. So what were you saying about dicks that own two homes? So how about this?
What?
The town of Jasper, which doesn't sound
I've never
like
heard of that.
A vacation home
no.
kind of place. Yeah. The water caused propane tanks to leak because of the flash flooding, which led to an immediate get the F out of town.
So you would have fire and water.
Yeah.
Run, boy, run.
So there were and still are roads that are impassable.
Yeah.
There are videos of entire homes being swept off of their foundations and into the creeks, just pushed down where the water overflowed. And it's a really bad scene that could take some of these residents years
to get the bank.
Yeah, to recover from. Exactly. I mean, there are farms, Tommy, that were entirely washed away.
Yeah.
So here's the question.
What's that?
If you are one of these people, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, and I don't mean if you're listening, if you're one of these people, put yourself in their situation.
Yeah.
Are you going back?
Me?
Yeah.
No. But I bet you those people are rebuilding.
When there's a devastating natural disaster like this, you have a decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
You can wait for things to calm down, go back to the place you once lived, and make it work again. Or you can get the hell out of this place that either has a tendency for stuff like this to happen or had an isolated incident that was so devastating that rebuilding from scratch almost seems like an impossible thing to do. And we're going to find out if people who live in this area see this as a one-time fluke or if they've decided this is now too much of a risk to go back and rebuild to have to only face this all over again. You're saying, Tommy, you're getting the hell out of Dodge.
Oh, yeah. Because think about what it would cost for you to rebuild.
Okay.
Where am I living while they rebuild? Mm-hmm. How long is that going to take? And do I have any money to do it?
Okay.
To pick up and move.
Because, like, what if you don't...
To stay where he is.
Oh, to stay.
Yeah, I mean, what's it... Because I'm guessing the insurance ain't picking up the whole by house float away bill.
I don't know. I mean, if your home is one of the homes that was on TV floating away, that's pretty good proof for the insurance company, right?
But do they cover it all? I doubt it.
Hold on. Let me call my insurance adjuster and check what I have under moving house insurance.
You know they're going to stiff. They're going to stiff.
Like, they're criminals in the insurance company. You, what about
bro,
the con,
they're
man?
The worst.
Well, I don't know. Like, I wonder if... people that live there, if they knew that they were in a flood zone.
You're right next to the creek, right?
I mean, it's probably happened before.
But has it? To this extent?
Well, maybe to this extent, but you probably know, like, this could happen.
Can I just pause the conversation real quick? Because I would like to point out, right? The conversation is, would you stay put and try and rebuild or go somewhere else? And you somehow managed to find the old man argument of the insurance companies just trying to screw it.
Probably not.
Don't even get me started about the water department.
Yeah, look what they did to my house. No, I'm out of there, man. But you know these country folk, man. They're tough.
Well, but I don't know. Like, if this isn't
something
after...
hand built, you know, that thing could have been grown by your great-great-grandpappy turn of the century, you know, and you're going to... Stay near your ground.
No, I mean,
you might have relatives buried in that on these lands.
Not anymore.
Well, Granny floated away.
I mean, I get that idea, and you love to have this romantic yeah. image of what the country is. When in reality, you know, they got the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they can look and see what else is going on in the
world. I know, but they tend to stay there.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, if the country gets in your blood, man, you ain't leaving.
Shut up, you idiot.
Farming. Riding, roping.
You can move to another farm.
Fighting and you know what else.
You can move to another farming community.
Yeah, but how? There's already a farm there. But like that farm already exists.
Okay, I understand. Look, I get your point about having roots put down in places. And I also agree with you that when it comes to these rural areas, yes, families seem to stay longer because of generational
bonds. Right, they've been there for centuries.
Exactly. But eventually, it gets to a point where, all right, is my safety and peace of mind worth more than what my family had here before? And I think it's a valid question that's hard to answer. Like, Kimmy, if this is you, are you staying put?
I mean, I don't know because there's also something to how quickly this happened and how unprepared you may have been for it.
You say unprepared. There's not a way to prepare.
That's what I'm
saying. Well, how fast does a flash flood show up?
Ready?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder, though, if, like, going through something like that and how living through it and how scary it could be watching all that happen so quickly, like your fear may prevent you from going back. Like, I think me personally, I would be scared. Like, I would just always live in fear of that coming through again and washing everything away.
But country people don't seem to be scared of, like, nature.
Yeah,
they're just not.
You're right. I'm scared of nature. Nature scares me.
Right, but they're not.
Yeah.
It's just this all-encompassing word that means nothing.
I remember when that creek rose over to 35 foot. And old Granny, she got swept away on that tractor. We found her 4 days later, wrapped around the old oak tree.
Like, I don't know.
She lived. She held her breath for 5 days.
Shut up.
That woman swam up the creek, swatting salmon and fighting bear all the way back home. And she still made pie that night. You know, they always have those rough-ass stories, man. They're just tough people.
But I don't know. Like, I don't know how people, and people do, I don't know how the people who live in, like, tornado, like the ones that get, like, the giant tornadoes that roll through every year. Like, I don't know how they build back up in the same place that got torn down every time.
I know.
It's just like, I guess you just get used to it, but it's nuts.
252 WCMF, we're talking about these insane floods that happened down in Steuben County. There are roads that are still impassable. There are homes, full homes, that were swept away in the water. Residents in the county are under a state of emergency, and there are still roads at this moment that are impassable. One town, Jasper, had propane tanks leaking because of the flood. They were yelling at everybody, get the hell out. Thank God nothing happened.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, let's talk to Matt. Hey, Matty, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Matt. What you got?
So I have a sister-in-law who was actually affected by the flooding. I went down there yesterday to help clean up a bit. But there's towns that are, or not towns, but houses and stuff. She lives in Canastillo. She has about 6 inches of mud all throughout her pool house. All throughout her basement.
Yeah, but then, you know what? That's okay, because Tommy has 6 inches of mud inside his head, and he still comes to work every single day.
Yeah. But, yeah, the my brother-in-law, he called us up when the flooding started. He got a call from one of his coworkers saying, hey, my kid's trapped in his house. He's 12 years old. No one's around to help him get out. So my brother-in-law went and helped him get out, took him somewheres, and then came back to his house to check on his house and went out in his backyard, saw that the creek level kept rising. It's probably a 20-foot drop from the top of the dike down to the creek level, mm-hmm. and it raised up. And he just looks out in his backyard and starts seeing it overflowing. There's basically a waterfall in his backyard.
All right, Matt, I want to stop you right now. I'm sorry. I would like to congratulate you because you set a break room record for the most country words authentically said in a row in the history of this show. And you should be very proud of yourself, Matt. You should be very proud of yourself for that.
Well, that's what we do when we're from the southern tier.
Water kept rising. It was mighty that day. 20-foot break over the dike coming right at you. I mean, think about that terrifying. So, Matt, I mean, with the in-laws, family, everybody, so they're safe. Are they going to stay put? Are they going to clean everything up?
They
or what's
rebuild
their plan?
Them?
Yeah, they're planning on cleaning everything up. They literally just bought the house about 3 months ago.
Oh no.
They still have a house in the next town over. So they do have a second house if they had to move. But they're still trying to sell that house. Go ahead.
Finish up, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yep. So they're planning on staying, not rebuilding or anything.
They're going to tough it out.
Manny, thanks for the call, but I appreciate you were just waiting for him to stop talking so you could be like, yeah, you're going to tough it out.
Shovel the muck.
Could you?
You got to be a muck shoveling son of a bitch.
It sounds like a political slogan. We're going to shovel the muck. Get out here. Shoveling the muck out here. All the muck and Albany. What a bunch of clowns. Could you imagine the horror of staring out your back window? Watching, you didn't even know what I was going to say.
I'm just thinking a 20-foot waterfall shows up in my backyard.
And you're just watching it rise.
Right.
And you know it's going to continue to rise.
It's
and
coming right into your house.
There's nothing you can do.
No.
There is nothing you can do. It's not like a tornado where you can go into the basement and hope for the best.
No, going into the basement is probably a bad idea, considering right now you have an indoor pool down there.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tommy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to...
Who we got?
Let's talk to Jesse. He's on CMF. Hey, Jesse, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, brother. What do you got for us?
Well, back in 98, 99 in Attica, something similar happened, and it was a log jam in the creek. Tonawanda Creek actually caught
I always thought that happened in the prison.
I don't know if the creek runs through the prison, but sure.
That's how bad your joke was. But go on, Jesse. I'm sorry.
No, that's all I got.
No, wait, that's Andy. There was also a previous flood in another place.
Well, on
it's Jesse with the log report. Nothing logged up in Attica today.
Oh, for God's sakes, Jesse. We appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks. Have a good rest of the day.
These things happen, right?
They do.
And then the insurance companies decide it's a flood zone.
They screw you.
And then they deny your coverage.
That's right.
Here comes those logs.
So, I mean, Tommy's not wrong.
Really? Because I don't even know what I said.
Jesse, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I remember what happened on Attica. Yeah, what happened? That's the same thing. So that's all I got.
Good log jam, son.
I don't know if it runs through the prison.
Obviously, we hope everyone's doing okay. Yes. Like, in all seriousness, man, like, I'm dying to know that house that I saw being, like, just swept away.
Yeah.
What do you do? What are those people going to do? Because, like, think about this, too. It's not just the house that's gone. Everything you own is floating away.
And your property's gone.
Well, yeah.
So you'd have to, like, move that bag of Ted.
Yeah, just a touch. Well, actually, do you get to follow the dirt that is your property down the river?
Yeah, my dirt's got some dirt living down there in Bath County.